dedicated to Rav Shua Shalemeth and Moshe Dov Ben Sheva Shula B'Sof Sha'ar Chola Yisrael. This week is Shabbos Rosh Chodesh together, and we read the parasha Masei by itself. This is the last time this is going to happen for 44 years, because for the next 43 years we'll be reading Matos and Masei together. Masei itself is rare. It happened a few years ago. It's very rare, and it's not going to happen for quite a long time. So let's enjoy the moment. We get to read Parshas Masei by itself, and in a way, of course, that allows us, it gives us the time, it gives us more time to spend on a parsha than when it's connected with another parsha, especially these two, Matos Masei, which are very long, to get, even by themselves, certainly when they're together. Masei has 132 psukim. Now, at the end of the parasha, we're told, as we mentioned many times, a siman, how to remember how many psukim the parasha has. The siman for Masei, which has 132 psukim, is a strange siman, to say the least. The siman is machla chayla. Machla means sickness, chayla means sick person. What kind of siman is that to a parasha? I mean, you can remember it that way, but they couldn't pick a better word that is equal to 132. Rather than two words. It's two, which is very unusual, because usually it's one word. And these simonim were given by Barei Samcha, they were given by Bali Ruach HaKodesh. There are even many sforim written to explain the simonim and what the simon has to do with the parsha. What does Machla Chayla have to do with Parshas Masei? What is this, a sick parsha? I mean, why should we give a name Machla Chayla to a parsha, to remember how many psukim the parsha has? Now, some say because it talks about the five daughters of Tzlafchad, one of them's was Machla. But that's difficult to say that they would choose such a name, two words to describe this parasha that are extremely negative. Parshas Masei is always read in the middle of the Yemei Bein HaMitzarim, the 3 weeks that we are now going through. As the pasuk says, Kol Roitfeha Hi Siguha Bein HaMitzarim. And Parshas Masei, especially this year that it's read by itself, is the middle Shabbos of the 3 weeks. And this year it's also Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the beginning of the 9 days. This year we are privileged to have two Shabbosos in the 9 days. Not always do you have two. Usually there's only one. This year there are two, which already lessens the Avelis. There's less Avelis this year because there are two Shabbosos. There's also no Suda HaMafsekas this year because it's Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, and as the Mechaber writes, based on Chazal, that when Erev Tisha B'Av is Shabbos, you could even eat at the Suda HaMafsekas Kisudas Shloimoi B'Shatoi, which was quite a large meal. There are no restrictions, as there are Erev Tisha B'Av concerning Basar V'Yayin, but we can eat whatever we want up until Shkia Sachama of Friday of Shabbos, almost straight into Tisha B'Av. So this year, the Avelis of the 9 days are less than usual because of the fact that it starts on a Shabbos. That's automatically, it's already a Nechama. This year, Tisha B'Av is Sunday, which is when the Churban Beis HaMikdash took place originally. That year, it was a Moitzoi Shabbos, as the Gemara says, and it was a Moitzoi Shvius, it was a Moitzoi Shemitah. And this year, Tisha B'Av is also on a Moitzoi Shabbos, when we're usually singing the Negunim of Eliyahu HaNavi and Mashiach at the Malava Malka. This year, it's Tisha B'Av, and who knows, perhaps we will be singing together with Mashiach and Eliyahu HaNavi this year, next Moitzoi Shabbos, maybe even before that. So, if Chas V'Sholem not, what's going to be missing is the Malava Malka. There can't be any Malava Malka because of the fast. Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is the yahrzeit of Aharon HaKohen. It's very interesting that the yahrzeit of Aharon is mentioned in this week's parasha, Parshas Masei. And what's really interesting is that here the Torah tells us exactly when he passed away. The Torah tells us the first time that he passed away in Parshas Chukas. There, the Torah does not say what day it was. It just says that Aharon died. Here it says, B'Chodesh HaChamishi Be'echod LaChodesh. And this is very timely. And this also is proof to the concept that the parasha that is read at a given time, in fact, many bring this as proof, a parsha read at a given time has to do with that time from here. Because why didn't the Torah tell us the first time around when Aaron was Nifta when it was? And the Torah waits to here to tell it to us. Because Parshas Masa is always read in the vicinity of Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Parshas Masa, as this year especially, it's on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Not only is this Shabbos the yahrzeit of Aaron HaKohen, but in the Parsha that we're going to be reading, this Shabbos, Parshas Masa, we're going to be reading that Aaron was Nifter B'Chodesh HaChamishi Be'echod LaChodesh. And the fact that Aaron was Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av is a very, very important concept, a very important event related to the month of Menachem Av. What is that? And what is Parshas Maaseh, and the name of the Parsha, which is Maaseh, which means travels, the travels of the Bnei Yisrael. These are the travels of the Bnei Yisrael. What does this have to do with the 3 weeks, with the 9 days? We know that there are really 9.5 days of Avelis, because Avelis extends until noon of the 10th of Av. The Beis HaMikdash was actually burnt in the afternoon of Tisha B'Av. The burning continued until the 10th. In fact, there are those who wanted to institute, they wanted to establish the fast on the 10th of the month rather than on the 9th. So therefore, we have the minhag that we continue mourning really until noon of Asiri B'Av, although the fast ends at night, Baruch Hashem. But there's still avelus concerning listening to music or doing laundry, eating meat and drinking wine until noon, going swimming, for example, until noon of the Asiri. That's when all the camps, the music starts blasting and everyone's dancing already. So the Avelis is really 9.5 days. And it's another interesting thing that in our parasha, and this is the only parasha where you have this, you have the number 9.5. Because the parasha here talks about how Eretz Yisrael is the land of the 9.5 nations, 9.5 shvatim. Because Reuven, Gad, and half of Menashe took their portion on the other side of the river. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, Zois ha'aretz asher tisnachalu oisa begoyrol, loseis lesishas hamatois v'chatzi hamata, to the 9.5 shvatim. Being that the Churban affected the Eretz Yisrael, which was the land of the 9.5 shvatim, we have 9.5 days of Avelis. And those 9.5 days actually begin this Shabbos, which Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. And even when it's not the way it falls out this year, this is always the parasha read when the 9 days are starting, when the 9.5 days are starting. And in the parasha, we have this indication, this connection to 9.5 with the 9.5 shvatim. Chodesh Menachem Av, which begins this Shabbos, is referred to as the month of Menachem, the month of comfort. Now, how can we call this the month of comfort when it is the month of destruction? It is the month of bereavement. This is not a month. This is a month of grief. This is a month in which there is no nechama, as we read in Eicha. If we're going to have to say it, by Tzoy Shabbos, Ein Menachem lo mikol oyhaveha ki rochak mimeni Menachem meishiv nafshi. There is no Menachem. There is no comfort. There's no consolation. Klal Yisrael cannot be consoled, and will never be consoled until Menachem comes, until Mashiach, whose name is Menachem, comes. And yet we call the month Menachem, Chodesh Menachem Av. And this is the month, as we mentioned last week, this is the month of Shimon. There's a chair over there. Shimon is Menachem Av. Shimon is the fifth of the Shvatim. He was the one who traveled fifth in the order of the way they traveled in the desert. And Shimon is Menachem Av. Now, Shimon is actually the one who is the most responsible, as we spoke about, I believe, last year, but we'll go a little deeper this year. Shimon is the most responsible for aggravating Yaakov Avinu concerning the story of Yosef and the brothers. When one goes through Parshas Vayeshev, which we spoke about last week, we learn how Shimon says to Levi, Hine ba'al ha'chaloymais halozeh ba. It's Shimon. Rashi tells us later that this is Shimon who tells Levi, the dreamer is coming, and let's kill him. Shimon is the one who instigates sort of this war on Yosef. The brothers go along with it, but Shimon is the one who starts it. Not Reuven, not Yehuda. Reuven wants to save Yosef. Yehuda is the one who says, Ma betzaki naharoiges achinu v'chisinu es damai. He doesn't totally save Yosef. His idea is to sell him, but he does prevent them from killing him. Shimon, though, wants to kill him. And it was Shimon's idea to say, Chayaro achalosu, which is what the Shvatim accept later on. And that's what they tell Yaakov Avinu. Toroif Toraf Yosef, Chayaro achalosu. What does that lead to? That leads to Vayimoein lehisnachem, that Yaakov Avinu refuses to be comforted. He refuses to be consoled. It says they got up to console him. Vayakumu kol bonav kol benoisav lenachamoi. They want to be menachem Yaakov Avinu. They want to comfort him, tell him to forget about it, to move on in life. Vayimoein lehisnachem. He refuses to be comforted for 22 years. And therefore, we have the 22 days of Avelis between Shavuot, B'Tamuz, and Tisha B'Av, especially the 9.5 days, in which we cannot be comforted. We cannot be consoled. And this is in the month of Shimon, especially that the minhag of the Sfardim, which is actually from the Gemara. The Gemara doesn't mention anything about 3 weeks. This came later. Ashkenazim added this on. As I always say in jest, the Ashkenazim, more and more perhaps than the Sfardim, but the Sfardim make up for it later because they have a whole month of Slichas. We only have a week. So the question is, and a Sfardi barber who gave me a haircut 2 weeks ago asked me, why is it that way? Why do I think that the Ashkenazim more and more than the Sfardim? Perhaps because the Sfardim didn't suffer as much as the Ashkenazim did throughout history. It's known that the B'nai Ashkenaz went through much more in, as far as the persecutions and the Holocaust and so on. Whatever the reason, but halachically, al pi gemara u'poiskim, it's really only the 9 days and the Shavua Shechal by Tisha B'Av, which means it's in Menachem Av more than in Tammuz. Menachem Av, the month of Shimon. The month of Shimon is designated as the month where we refuse to be comforted. We cannot be consoled. Mida keneged mida, because Shimon causes that his father, his Av, cannot be consoled. Yaakov Avinu cannot be consoled. Shimon has to bear responsibility for that. Therefore, his month, which is Menachem Av, is the month in which we cannot be comforted. But it's the month in which we will be comforted. The Nechama will be in Av. The fact that in Av we cannot come to a Nechama, we cannot be consoled, is the way it is now. But the way it will be, when Tisha B'Av turns into a Yom Tov, Tisha B'Av, which we know is Leidas Mashiach, will be the month of Nechama. When Shimon receives his Tikkun, when the chait of Mechiras Yosef is totally forgiven, and Shimon receives his tikkun, that's when we receive a nechama. That's when the nechama will come. The actual avelus between Shavuos B'Tamuz and Tisha B'Av is connected to the two chatoyim, the chet ha'egel and the chet ha'meraglim. Chet ha'egel is what brings us to Shavuos B'Tamuz. Shavuos B'Tamuz is when the luchos were broken as a result of chet ha'egel. Tisha B'Av is a result of Chet HaMeraglim. The Meraglim come back on the 8th of Av with that negative report, and then they cry that night, and Hashem says, you cry for nothing, I'm going to designate this night for the future as a night of crying. Atem b'chisem b'chiyah shalchinam, v'ani ekva lachem b'chiyah l'doyreis. The Av becomes the month of crying, the month of Avelis, being that the Shvatim, Shimon, and especially causes Yaakov to be misabel. By misabel, as the pasuk says, that Yaakov mourns. Not only he refuses to be comforted, but he's mourning, and he's mourning not just for a week, for shloishim, or for an entire year, but he is mourning until he knows that Yosef is alive. By misabel al benoi yomim rabim, 22 years. The parasha that we read here begins with the word Eila. And this word Eila has on it an Azla Geirish. An Azla Geirish, which is the trup for the word Eila. Azla Geirish means, Geirish comes from the word Geirishin, to be banished, to be exiled. Golus is Geirishin, by Yigoresh as Ha'odam. You know what, you could open the door a little bit, send some air. Eila Masei B'nai Yisrael. Now, if one looks at what this parasha really is talking about all the travels of the Jews from when they left Mitzrayim until they came to the last stop. The last stop on the train is Be'arvais Moyav Al Yarden Yerecha. In this parasha, we learn about, the Torah gives a summation of all the travels that the Jews journeyed throughout the 40 years from when they left Mitzrayim until they came to their final destination where they could see Eretz Yisrael already. where they are the Avais Moav in the plains of Moav by the Jordan River, opposite Jericho, opposite Yericho, and the Torah repeats this over and over again. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ba'Avais Moav al Yarden Yericho. Later again, Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe ba'Avais Moav al Yarden Yericho. And then at the end of the parasha, Eila haMitzvos vaHamishpatim Ashetziva Hashem ba'Avais Moav al Yarden Yericho. Chazak Chazak v'Nis Chazak. This Shabbos is also Parshas is Shabbos Chazak. We complete Sefer Bamidbar, and in reality, we're completing Chumash because Devarim is a different entity. The Devarim, the Gemara says, Moshe mipi atzmai amore. So the Chumash really ends this week. We're finishing Chumash this week. Because Klal Yisrael came to their final destination in the Midbar, we're ready to go into Eretz Yisrael. And the word Eile, which the Parsha begins with, is the same word that was used by Chet HaEgel. That's when the Jews said, Eile Elohecha Yisrael. And as a result of Chet HaEgel, which was finalized by Chet HaMeraglim, as Rashi explains to us in Parsha's Shalach, that these two Chatoim complemented each other, not in a positive way, in a negative way, and it was after Chet HaMeraglim when the Gezerah was issued that the Jewish people are going to have to travel throughout the desert throughout the 38 years, which is what led eventually to Moshe Rabbeinu also passing away in the desert, which is what leads to later on that there's a Churban Rishon and Churban Sheni, because if Moshe would have gone with us into Eretz Yisrael, if not for the Chet HaMeraglim, not for Chet HaEgel, this would not have been necessary. There wouldn't have been any 42 Masois as we have in this parasha, because they would have gone straight from Har Sinai to Eretz Yisrael. So therefore, the Svarim hint, all the Goliyos are hinted in the words Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael. Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael stands for the Aleph Mem Beis Yud, is Bovel, Modai, Yovan, Edoim. Those are the four Goliyos. The four Goliyos after Golos Mitzrayim, Bovel, Modai, which is Parasu Modai, which is Persia, Yovan, Greece, and Edoim, is Rosh HaTevis, Eile Masei B'nei Yisrael. At the Asla Geirish, the Golos, which this is always read in these 3 weeks, where Golus begins, where we're expelled from Eretz Yisrael. And what's interesting is, if we go through the Pesukim at the beginning of the parasha, though, we're learning about how the Jews left Mitzrayim. Asher yotzu me Eretz Mitzrayim. They're going out of the Mitzorim. They're going out of the constraints. They're going out of the Golus. And we read about Pesach. Vayisu me Ramses. Vachoydesh harishon. Vachamisha asoyem. Vachoydesh harishon. Yimochras ha-Pesach. Yotzu b'nei Yisrael. B'yod Rama la'enei kol Mitzrayim. A lot different than what's going on right now. Right now we're preparing for the month of Av, which is the month in which we were expelled from Eretz Yisrael and sort of going back to Mitzrayim, back to the Meitzar, to the Bein HaMitzarim, and we're learning here in the parasha, B'nei Yisrael left Mitzrayim, B'yod Rama. U'Mitzrayim Mekabarim, the Pasuk says. The Egyptians are busy burying their dead. And Rashi says, Trudim Be'evlam. They're busy in their mourning, they were mourning and crying and burying their dead, that they didn't pay attention to the Jews leaving en masse, the exodus that was taking place, because they're so busy, stooped in Avelus, because that's how it's supposed to be. Klal Yisrael should be happy, Klal Yisrael should be going out of Mitzrayim, and the Mitzrayim should be burying their dead, not the other way around, like the way it is now, that we are in Avelus, and they're rejoicing. What's supposed to be is, Yotzu b'nei Yisrael b'yod Rama, U'mitzrayim mekabarim, and also could mean perhaps mekabarim mitzorim. We are burying the Bein HaMitzorim. We should be burying these days. These days should no longer be called Bein HaMitzorim. These days should no longer be days of constraints, but on the contrary, these are days of nechama, days of geula, because as the Svarim tell us, the fact that these days fell into days of Avelus only tells us really that these days are destined for days of geula. They were originally supposed to be days of geula. Shavuos HaBetamos, as we spoke about already, was supposed to be the greatest day, and the day which we were supposed to receive the first Luchos. Tisha B'Av would have been the day that we would have entered Eretz Yisrael, had the Meraglim not brought back a negative report. Instead, it turned into 2 days of Avelus. And as a result of Chet HaEgel, where we said Eile, and the Chet HaMeraglim, which is mentioned here again, Vayachanu B'Risma, the Pasuk says, they came to a place called Risma, says Rashi, Al Shein Loshen Hora Shel Meraglim. That's the punishment for one who speaks Lashon Hara. He's given hot coals, juniper rocks, the Art Scroll translator, whatever that is, to those who speak Lashon Hara. Gachalei Risomim. Risma is Lashon Hara, the Lashon Hara of the Meraglim. These two Chatoyim, Egel and Meraglim, are what caused the lengthy journey throughout the 38 years that Klal Yisrael had to travel in the Bayaniyim Bamidbar. as Rashi says in the previous parasha, from the words Novana, they have to go in circles. They were circumventing and going around and around and around, not getting to their final destination, all as a punishment for Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, which, because of that, there's a Golus Edoim, Modai, Bovel, Yovan. There's an Asla Geirish. And that's the time we're in now. The time we're in now, we're commemorating, we're mourning all the Goliyos, all the Churbanos that came about throughout these four Goliyos of Bavel, Modai, Yavan, and Edom, resulting because of Chet HaEgel and Chet HaMeraglim, beginning with the 42 Masois that the Jews had to go through in the desert, which leads to this. But at the same time, we're learning how these Masois, the intention was to leave Mitzrayim. And at the end, we come finally to the last stop, which is Be'arvois Moyov. Ovel Vayachanu al Hayardin Yibes HaYeshimois Ad Ovel Hashitim Be'arvois Moyov. It's interesting that this parasha does not begin with a Vav, which most parashas do, as we mentioned many times. This parasha is sort of disconnected from all the previous parashas. It's the last parasha of Chumash, being that Sefer Devarim is a separate entity. It's the last parasha. And it's disconnected from the previous parashas. Why? Because this parasha is our generation. This parasha is Ikvasa the Mashiach. This is the parasha that describes the generation that is almost there. Just as they were then, they were almost there. They're facing the Jordan River. They could see Eretz Yisrael already. They could just look right across. There it is. Just like our generation. We could see Eretz Yisrael already. We can go to Eretz Yisrael whenever we want. It takes 9 hours. It used to take weeks. It takes 9 hours. You're there. There was no generation closer to Eretz Yisrael than ours. This is the generation that is already seeing the Geula. We're seeing it already. It's almost here. We just got to cross the river. Exactly like it was then. But this is a very sick generation. This is a very, very difficult and troubled generation, a very confused generation, a generation that is stooped in immorality, in heresy, and so on. It's a very difficult generation. And that's why the simon for this parasha is machla chayla, because we're being told that the last generation of Golis is going to be a generation of sickness, a generation of chaylim, a generation of a tremendous spiritual disease, if we can use that word. It's a generation of machla chayla, and it's a generation that is totally cut off from the previous generations. Many tzaddikim have said that after the Holocaust, there's never been such a gap in generations like there was between the generation before the Holocaust and the one after. Because usually, every generation is one step down from the generation before this, but there's still some sort of comparison. You can compare the generations. You can't compare this generation that we're in now to the previous generations. It's like totally cut off. The gap that we felt so much after the Holocaust, especially the last few years, the nefila was so great that we can't even connect to the previous generations. That's why the Torah hints to us here, this parasha without a vav. The last generation is a generation by itself. It's a different, unique generation. On one hand, it is totally disconnected from the previous generations, but on the other hand, this is a very unique generation, because this is the generation that's going to see it all. We could already see it. We have to open up our eyes and we see that there it is. And just like then, they were holding by the end. They had completed the Membeis Masois. They could already see Eretz Yisrael. The Moshe Rabbeinu was already preparing them, and he's talking to them about the division of Eretz Yisrael. He's talking to them about who gets what. The actual borders of Eretz Yisrael are being defined here in this week's parasha, beginning with the Yam HaMelech, the lowest place on earth. In Israel itself, Yam HaMelech is below sea level. It's interesting, in Eretz Yisrael you have spots that are very high up, like Makom HaMikdash, and then you have like the Yam HaMelech, which is below sea level. And the Torah describes Eretz Yisrael and talks about the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael, and the first boundary that it mentions is the Yam HaMelech, and then it ends with the Yam HaMelech. Strange that Eretz Yisrael, Eretz HaKodesh, should be bordered, and that the Torah should define its borders, beginning with the Yam HaMelech, which was originally Sidon. Yam HaMelech, which we know, was the city of Sidon, as we read in Parashas Lech Lecha, who Yam HaMelech. And after Sidon was destroyed, the waters of the Yarden flowed into that area, turning it into the Dead Sea, full of minerals and salt. That's where Mashiach is. The Gemara tells us, Matzasi David Avdi, the Heichan Mitzasiv, where do I find him? In Sidon. Kaches shtei b'noisecha hanimtzois. Hanimtzois is b'gematria Yerushalayim. That's where it begins. It begins in Sodom, in the lowest place on earth. The lowest neshamos will experience Mashiach. The lowest time is where the Geula will sprout from, the lowest time, the time we're in now. The 3 weeks, this is the Yam HaMelach of time. This is the Dead Sea of time. There's what we have in time, in place, and in Nefesh. Just like we have the holiest time of the year, whether it be Yom Kippur, whether it be Chodesh Nisan, a month of Geula, and then there's Chodesh Av, which is the month of Churban, at least now it is. It's the Yam HaMelach of time. But the Yam HaMelach was once a beautiful place. Sodom was beautiful. That's why Lot chose to go there. It was Kegan Hashem Ke'eretz Mitzrayim. And it will be beautiful. We say, Ki Nicham Hashem, Siya Nicham Kol Chorvay Seha, Vayosem Midboro Ke'eden, the Arvosa Kegan Hashem, the Arava, the Yam HaMelach, which is called Yom HaArava, is going to turn into a garden again. Yam HaMelach is going to rise. It's no longer going to be a dead sea. It's going to be a live sea. V'chaydesh Menachem Av is going to be like Chaydesh Nisan. That's why in this parasha, there are only 2 months that I mentioned. The 2 months that I mentioned in this parasha are Nisan, that the Jews left Mitzrayim, Mimachras HaPesach, B'chaydesh HaRishayim, and that Aaron HaKoyin was Nifta, B'chaydesh HaChamishi, Be'echad LaChaydesh. The goal is to connect these two. The Mazel of Av is the lion, Leo, Aryeh. Yehuda, which is the month of Nisan, Yehuda is compared to the lion, Gur Aryeh Yehuda. Where's the bracha that Moshe Rabbeinu gave to Shimon? He didn't give a bracha to Shimon in Parshas V'zayis HaBracha. He was upset with Shimon because of the Maisa of Shittim. So Chazal tell us, he hinted a bracha to Shimon in the bracha of Yehuda. Shema Hashem Kol Yehuda. That's connecting Shimon to Yehuda. Connecting Nisan to Av. Connecting Tisha B'Av to Pesach. As we know that on Pesach, it's accustomed to eat the hard-boiled eggs to remind us of the Avelis of Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, on Tisha B'Av, we're reminded of Pesach. Even though Pesach and Tisha B'Av are opposites, Nisan and Av are opposites. In the story of Yosef, Yehuda and Shimon, totally different intentions. Yehuda wants to save Yosef, Shimon wants to kill Yosef. The goal, though, is to connect the two. And who can do that? Aaron HaKohen. The Midah of Aaron HaKohen. That's why Aaron is Niftan Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. Because Aaron's Midah is Oyev Shalom V'Roydev Shalom Oyev Esabrios U'Makarvon L'Torah. Through that, Shimon will be equal to Yehuda. The Tikkun for Shimon, which Shimon is the one the most involved as a result of his involvement by Yemo'en L'Hisnachem, that Yaakov cannot be comforted. Yaakov refuses to be consoled. And Av became the month of Ein Menachem Lo, Ki Rochak Mimeni Menachem Meshiv Nafshi. Then the only way to turn around Av, that it should be Menachem Av, that our father should be Menachem us, is if we rectify what Shimon did with the Chet of Mechiras Yosef, which is what causes all the divisions in history, all the split of the Malchus, the divisions and all the machloikas going on among Klal Yisrael for the past generations and in our generation, and right now, only the tikkun of that is going to bring about the nechama in Chodesh Menachem, that this is going to be the Chodesh of Geula. Chodesh HaChamishi is begematria Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimar Elikechem. The goal of this Chodesh, the hope, is that this Chodesh become the Chodesh of Nechama. Of Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimar Elikechem. Even though in this Chodesh ain't Menachem, but in Shabbos Nachamu was also in Chodesh Menachemov. Not only Shabbos Chazayin, not only the 9 days, not only Tisha B'Av, but the Shabbos right afterwards is Shabbos Nachamu. So that's hinted already in Chodesh HaChamishi. Chodesh HaChamishi, B'gematria Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimar Elikechem. This is the month in which we lost our Beis HaMikdash. This is the month in which we will be zeichet to binyan bayis hashlishi. The Medrash of the Yalkut Shemayni and Malachim says that Nebuchadnezzar is compared to a lion. It says Allah Aryeh Misupchoy, referring to Nebuchadnezzar. Chodesh Menachem Av is the month of the lion. Aryeh Leo, and Hashem is compared to the lion. Aryeh Shrag Miloyira, and the Beis Hamikdash is called Ariel, lion. So says the Medrash. Nebuchadnezzar, the lion, destroys the Beis HaMikdash, which is called lion, in the month of the lion, in order that Hashem, who is referred to as lion, will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, which is called lion, in the month of the lion. Where does the Torah tell us about the third Beis HaMikdash? In the Shira. Mikdash, we say it every day, Mikdash Adana Kainanu Yadecha. That's referring to the Bayis HaShlishi, Rashi and Chumash says. That's referring to the future Bayis HaMikdash, when Hashem Yimloich Lo'olam Voya, that's the one that we're talking about, that's going to be rebuilt in Chodesh Av. Chodesh HaChamishi is the gematria, Mikdash Adana Kainanu Yadecha, the same gematria as Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yoimar Lekechem. Chamishi is the same letters as Mashichi, Messianic. This is the Messianic month. Chodesh HaChamishi, Chodesh HaMashichi, Chodesh Menachem. Mashiach's name is Menachem. Menachem Shumai. Menachem Ben Amiel, the Gemara says. That's why the custom is someone who's born on Tisha B'Av, they name him, if they can, they name him Menachem. In the hope, not necessarily that he will be Mashiach, but in the hope that he will be a Menachem. Because Mashiach will bring Nechama to the world, Nechama to the Jewish people. Mashiach will end the Ein Menachem, the refusal, the Vayimoein Lehisnachem, is going to end when the Menachem comes. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Menachem, us through his servant, through his Navi, through Mashiach, who is called Menachem. And then Shimon is equated to Yehuda. Chodesh Av and Chodesh Nisan joined together. Even though in Chodesh Av, not only did we lose the Beis HaMikdash, but we also lost the Malchus, we lost the kingdom, as we say in Eicha, Chilel Mamlocha V'Soreha, the Malchus came to a halt, to a grinding halt, when Sitkiyahu had his eyes poked out, as the Pasuk tells us in Malachim by Nebuchadnezzar, the last king that we had as of now, we still don't have a king, an official king from Malchus Beis David, even though David Melech Yisrael Chai V'Kayam, but Sitkiyahu was the last. And that was in Chodesh Menachem Av. We lost the kingdom temporarily, but we lost the kingdom. The kingdom will be reinstated. It will be reinstated in Chodesh HaChamishi. In fact, the Svarim tell us that there are two times for the Geula, either Nisan or Av. Nisan or Av. If it doesn't happen in Pesach time, then we have to hope that it should happen in Chodesh Av. Dafke in Chodesh Av. Dafke in a month in which the Golus occurred. Dafke in the month in which the Churban happened, Dafke in the month in which the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, that's the month in which it will be rebuilt. Av is the fifth month. The fifth Midah is Hoid. We say in Davening, L'cho Hashem ha-gedula v'ha-gevura v'ha-teferes v'ha-netzach v'ha-hoid. Hoid meaning majesty, splendor. What does it really mean though? Says the Gemara, Hoid zuhi Beis HaMikdash. Hoid is the Beis HaMikdash. That's the Hoid V'Hodar, the splendor and the majesty of the Jewish people. That was the Beis HaMikdash. Meaning, Av, which is the fifth month, corresponding to the fifth Midah, which is Hoid, is the month of the Beis HaMikdash. And that's why that became the month in which we lost the Beis HaMikdash. But the fact that we lost the Beis HaMikdash in Av means that that's the month in which we're supposed to have our Beis HaMikdash. That's the month in which we're supposed to be given our Beis HaMikdash. Hoid is the Midah of Aharon HaKohen. We know there are seven Ushpizen, the seven guests that come to the Sukkah. The seven shepherds of Klal Yisrael is Avraham, Yitzchak, Yaakov, Moshe, Aharon, Yosef, David. So Aharon is the fifth. Avraham is Chesed, Yitzchak is Gevura, Yaakov is Teferis, Moshe Rabbeinu was Netzach, which is Tammuz, the fourth month, which is Yerushalayim. That's why in that month the walls around Yerushalayim were breached. And Hoid, the fifth Midah, which is Aaron HaKohen, corresponds to the Beis HaMikdash, which Aaron is the one who serves in the Beis HaMikdash. So it shouldn't surprise us then that Aaron is Nifter on Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. His Yardzeit, the day that he has his Aliyah, the day that we say that Neshama should have an Aliyah for the Baal HaYardzeit, is Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av, the Rosh Chodesh of the Chodesh HaChamishi, the fifth month, which is the month of Hoid, corresponding to the Midah of Aharon, the fifth Midah, which the Midah of Aharon is Oyhev Shalom, the Raydev Shalom. That's what's going to bring the Geula. What's going to bring the Geula and turn Chodesh HaChamishi into the Chodesh of Nechama, ending the Vayimoein Lehisnachem, is only through the Midah of Aaron HaKohen, which is why we read about the death of Aaron here, which, as we know, the death of Aaron sparked a civil war. The civil war between the Shvatim, as Rashi tells us in Parshas Pinchas, that's why many died during that time. They went back, the Anane covered disappeared, and Amalek comes, Vayishma HaKnani Melech Arad, as the Pasuk says here. Just as in Chodesh Av, we lost the Beis HaMikdash, then they lost the Anani HaKovod, and they lost Aharon, the Midah of Aharon. They didn't have any more the one to make peace for them. That's why the civil war broke out. There was strife, there was machlokes, as a result of the death of Aaron HaKohen. Masei, meaning travels, Masay means the travels of the Jewish people throughout the long Golus. The Masay of the Jewish people throughout Golus, beginning with Chet HaEgel, hinted in the word Eileh here, which is the Azla Geirish on the word Eileh, resulting in the Chet HaMeraglim, then later on to the Churban of the first Beis HaMikdash and the Churban of the second Beis HaMikdash, both in Chodesh Menachem Av, both in the month mentioned here, the Yahrzeit of Aaron HaKoyen. And at the end, Vayachnu ba'arvay smoya val yarden yerechoy. That's where we are now. We now, in the United States of America, which Reb Chaim Volozhin has said is the last station, we're on the last stop. We're waiting for the conductor to say, everyone, off. He didn't open the doors yet. But the train has already come to the last stop. The train is coming to a grinding halt. And after that, we get off the train, and we go to our final destination. Yarden yerechoy. Yarden yerechoy is Begematria Birushalayim. That's the final stop is Yerushalayim. Be Yerushalayim. It's also Begematria V'hoysala Hashem HaMelucha. That's when Hashem rules. Al Yarden Yerechai is also Begematria V'yosur Shevet Mi Yehuda. That the Malchus returns to Yehuda. The Malchus returns to Yehuda when Shimon is Misakein himself. Shimon, if you take the word Shimon, you spell it out b'miluoy, that means a shin is shin yud nun, and a mem is mem mem, and an ayin is ayin yud nun, and a vav is vav vav, and a nun is nun vav nun. That's called a gematria in its fullest, in its full bloom. Gematria b'miluoy. Shimon b'miluoy is b'gematria lo yosur shevet mi Yehuda, which is b'gematria al yarden yerechai. When Shimon rectifies, when Shimon is b'miluoy, when Shimon has his tikkun, when Chodesh Menachem Av becomes the true Menachem Av, not the month of Ein Menachem, and Rochak Mimeni Menachem, or by Yemoyim Lehisnachem, but the month of Menachem, when we are Zeichet to the Menachem, to the true comforter of Klal Yisrael, to the real Geula, no more fake Geulas, but the real Geula, the Geula HaAmitis, the Hashlema, the true and complete redemption. That's when Lo Yosur Shevet Miyehuda Mechaykik Mibein Raglov. That's when Yitoka B'Shoifer Godoy Lubo Ha'ovdim. The Pasuk tells us that in the future Hashem is going to blow the loud Shoifer. Yitoka B'Shoifer Godoy Lubo Ha'ovdim. That's the Yoivel. The Yoivel, which is the ram's horn, is going to be blown one last time when Mashiach comes, the right horn of the Isle of Yitzchak, ushering in the Messianic Age when everyone returns to their roots. It's very amazing that in the Torah, it says the word Yoivel 21 times. Most of it in Behar and B'chukosai. But the last time it ever says it is here, in Parshas Masei. Ve'im yihyeh ha-yoivel livnei Yisrael. The last time it ever says Yoivel is right here, in this last Parsha. In the Parsha corresponding to the last generation, when we're going to hear the Yoivel sound. We're going to hear the Yoivel when we're still Be'arvay Smoyav al-Yarden Yerechai. We're hearing it already, as it prepares us for our entrance into Eretz Yisrael. What's also amazing is I noticed that this week, that at the bottom, when you come to the end of the parasha, we're told how many psukim Sefer Bamidbar has. Sefer Bamidbar has 1,288 psukim. That means the last pasuk here, Eileh HaMitzvah, it also starts with the word Eileh, but here this is the rectification for the other Eileh. The Eileh at the beginning of the parasha, which is an Azla Geirish, referring to Golus, reminding us of the Eileh Elohecha Yisrael of the Chet HaEgel, turns into Eile HaMitzvahs VaHamishpatim Ashetziva Hashem B'Yad Moshe B'nei Yisrael V'Arvay Smoyav Al Yarden Yerechai. This is the last Pasuk of Sefer Bamidbar. Pasuk number 1288. 1288, 1288 is B'Gematria Yitoka B'Shoifer God Lubo Ha'ovdim. That Pasuk which talks about the Yoivel, the future, the Shoifer God that will be blown in the future, is equal to 1288. When we come to the last Pasuk of Masei, that's the end. When Klal Yisrael is holding Ba'arvay Smoyav Al Yarden Yerechai, that's the greatest Nechama. That's why we say Chazak, Chazak, V'Nis Chazek. We're very encouraged because we know we're almost there. And we always read the smack in the middle of the 3 weeks when we're mourning once again. We're surprised that we are. We're wondering why. Tavshin Samaches, we didn't expect to still be here now. But unfortunately, for whatever reason, we're still here. But the Parsha gives us the Nechama. The Parsha gives us the oomph, the strength, the chazak, the chizuk, to move on, and because we know that after this, it's over, after this, there's no other golus. We're not going anywhere else after this, there's nowhere to go. And if the tzaddikim already told us 200 years ago that America is the last stop, and today we see that Rav Minyan, Ubinyan of Bnei Yisrael are here in the United States, besides Eretz Yisrael, this is the largest concentration of Jews, the last golus, this is the last stop, So we find ourselves here, Ba'arva Yismoya Bal Yarden Yerechoi, where we are hearing already the Shofar Gadol, and we know that the Yeshua is around the corner. So we just have to have a little more patience and strengthen our emunah. And despite all the negativity and all the gloom that we see around us, we have to know that's how it is at the end. Mach lechayla, that's right. You're going to see a lot of sick things. You're going to see a sick government. A sick Israeli government, a sick American government. You're going to see a lot of sick people, literally. A lot of sick people, physically, mentally, emotionally. A lot of emotionally disturbed people. Even people in high power. Yeah, it's we were told this thousands of years ago, that's right. The last generation is going to be a mach lechayla generation. But chazak, chazak, v'niz chazak. Don't let it bring you down. We're holding ba'arva yismayav al yadein yerecha. This is the last stop. From here we go straight to Yerushalayim. And we should be zeichataka that before even the 9 days start. And this year they start very, very joyous. They start with a Shabbos. You could eat meat and you could drink wine this Shabbos. Even though it's Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. No problems. No one's going to tell you differently whether you're Minhag Sfarad or Ashkenaz. Everyone agrees that on Shabbos there's no Avelis. On Shabbos we have to be happy, even when it's Erev Tisha B'Av, by Chassidim, Shabbos Chazoyim was the most joyous Shabbos of the year. More than Shabbos Nachamu. Even more than the Shabbos before Purim. Because it's the Shabbos before Leidas Mashiach. It has the potential of being the Shabbos prior, moments before the revelation of Mashiach. Especially this year, that right after Shabbos is Tisha B'Av. We have the power to extend the Shabbos into Tisha B'Av, and turn Tisha B'Av into the time of Yom Shekulo Shabbos Menucha V'Chai Ha'ilamim. We should be zeichet to see it immediately, not just talk about it. It's good to talk about it, but obviously it's better to see it. We should be zeichet to see it, to experience the Im Yihya Hayoivel of Nei Yisrael. And Emetz Hashem, this year we should all go together to Yerushalayim Yer HaKadosh, B'chaydash HaChamishi, B'chaydash HaMashichi. May we be zeichet to Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimer, Aleikechem, B'mheir, B'yameinu, Mamash, immediately. Amen.